It's 8:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Vocals by Ari Star. Talking about that rhythm and blues.
Mm-hmm.
We also checked out Zino Liski with Many Things and KK with International Boy with Mercy. Thank you so much for choosing us.
Now, more of that.
Shaquan, you know, mm-hmm. I started a conversation yesterday already.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that certain South African blogs, certain South African analysts and critics were sort of calm. They were just very chill. They were like, no, listen, you know.
Why are you stressed?
You know, why are you stressing? There's a plan here.
Okay.
As we intentionally lost to Ireland, you don't see your what? And it was very confusing. Like,
I still don't see it.
You know,
I'm just mad.
Like, we are all mad.
Yeah.
Because you know those Europeans are full of nonsense. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you analyze the World Cup since it started,
yeah,
or even before it started,
mm-hmm.
yeah, South Africa is using a 7-1 split bench. Why? It's against the spirit of rugby when they use the bomb squad, against New Zealand in the pre game, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, why
should not be allowed?
Should not be allowed. What?
Yeah,
please.
We can't tell them to relax though because they got them stressed. So you know what I mean.
So let's understand
mm-hmm.
what this means. What do, like, just in layman's terms, talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
Abuli Joe Blom, please make it make sense.
I beg.
Hey, good morning, Shaquan. Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. On Saturday, we had a very interesting World Cup game. It was between Ireland and the Springboks. I think to many people that was the World Cup final, as it was mentioned in many circles.
Mm.
But for me, it was just another group game. But I think that it was a game that was well planned, a game that the winner had the more difficult path moving forward. And the loser of that game, I think, will have a more easier path going to the World Cup final. For example, the winner will get, when all go to plan, they will get New Zealand in the next round. And from there, in the semi-finals, they will get either Wales or Argentina. Whereas the loser will get France. And France will definitely be, I think, without their scrum off, their influential scrum off, currently is being named or being mentioned as the best player in the world. So there's still a question mark hanging over his head. And after they play France, if they beat France, the Springboks, they will come up against either England or Fiji. So for me, I think that is the better route for the Springboks to end up in the World Cup final. Some points that were interesting for me was, I saw in the technical box next to the coach, you saw a player like Dwayne Vermeulen. Now, if you want to win a game, if you want to have your strongest team on the field, you will field Dwayne Vermeulen. You have him in the starting lineup, or you will have him in the nuclear or bomb squad, making an impact for you, seeing that you don't have Malcolm Marx that is so physical, that is there at the World Cup anymore. So you need someone like Dwayne Vermeulen that is very, very physical to come from the bench and have an impact on the game. And then another thing, NSK Shaquan, that really had a lot of question marks for me was the fact that Rassie Erasmus gave the signal for Faf de Klerk to put on a kick of almost 60 meter.
Sure.
From almost over the halfway line.
For Faf.
And normally the box have a very, very good maul. So they could have go for the corner, try. But they opted to kick for post. And that was a 50-50 decision. They had no guarantee because the kickers was very, very poor on the day. So that's just some points. We don't say the game was rigged or the game was fixed or anything. But that is small things that we saw during the game that made us wonder. And like I said, I think the box were handed the better hand because they have the better path to go to the final. And no one wants to play against the All Blacks in a knockout game because you can expect anything from the All Blacks. I'd rather play French than play the All Blacks in a World Cup knockout game. Thank you.
Because here's the thing, right? New Zealand does have a pristine record in terms of knockout games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They've never, ever, ever struggled at knockout games.
Yeah.
Except for maybe at the semifinals or at the final.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the quarters or the next round, they have a clean record.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yes, it's in as much as they lost to France in the opening game, it's still the All Blacks.
It's still the All Blacks. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, Kanti, there's a plan here.
We'd rather... Okay, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So, we have two directions that we can go on, right?
Yeah.
We can take this route. That's a little bit more foggy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Might as well lean on this one. But now, in my mind, I'm thinking, partner, a game between the Box and Fiji. Yo.
That would be entertaining as hell.
That would be a great
game. That's if Fiji now makes it that far also. Which we think they can because
yeah,
they are playing exceptional rugby. Yeah.
Good looking man, but great rugby. Great rugby.
I mean,
just gotta love black men. Making them beautiful. But yeah, no, so I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed about the Kicks partner because what happened? But I think also for once, the Box actually felt the pressure in the tournament. But it wasn't even to say that we're feeling pressure because of how the guys are actually playing. It's just prior to the game.
Yeah.
Even before they came on the field, eh? Ah, man, I wasn't sure about the boys, hey?
Yeah. But because this was the plan. Make them think, oh my God, we are under pressure.
Under pressure.
You see, that's why in the press conference, there's a clip, eh?
Yeah.
Of Rassie and Sia being asked, do the Box still have an opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think the Box can win the World Cup?
Yeah.
You know what their immediate reaction is? You know what a natural immediate reaction is?
Uh-huh.
Right? They start laughing. Like they look at each other and then they laugh.
Like, look at this guy.
Look at this guy. But I was in a plan.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry. Stressing for what?
Yeah.
I know that. That's a plan, that's all.
Nee.
Especially when I saw that press conference. When they reacted simultaneously together. Sia
yeah.
And Rassie. I was like, ah, demented. They wasn't a plan, so.
Demanded
the plan.
Okay. So the guy, the kicker.
Yeah.
The conversation that we were talking about a little bit earlier on. Mani Lebok.
Okay, yeah, Lebok, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's the guy.
But so maybe it was a plan. Take one for the team, Omis.
Take one for the team, Omis. But he's a brilliant. Remember there was a kick that he did? Yeah, I can't remember that first
no-look
game.
Kick.
Yeah.
That no-look kick. Yeah, that was brilliant.
But yeah.
So the man can kick my eyes, but I'm not a knee.
I'm joking,
legs.
That makes no sense.
8:41 on Namibia's Iron Soul, stick around. When looking to buy.